McCallum leaders sworn in an election results certified during May 12 joint meeting. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On Monday, May 12, 2025, the city of McAllen held its official canvassing of election results and administered the oaths of office to newly elected and returning city and public utility officials during a regularly scheduled commission meeting at McAllen City Hall. The meeting began at 4 p.m. and included formal proceedings and brief remarks from officials. Mayor Javier Villalobos was sworn in by the Honorable Jaime Tijerina, Chief Justice of the 13th Court of Appeals. Tijerina reflected on the significance of the moment, noting that it had been 30 years since he and Mayor Villalobos were sworn in as young attorneys. In his remarks, Mayor Villalobos thanked McAllen residents for their continued trust and reaffirmed his commitment to governance conducted the McAllen way, with integrity, efficiency, and service-minded leadership. District 1 Commissioner Antonio, Tony, Aguirre Jr., and District 2 Commissioner Joaquin, J.J. Zamora were sworn in by the Honorable Rose Guerra Reyna, Judge of the 206th District Court of Hidalgo County. Commissioner Aguirre, in his remarks, spoke about his family's deep roots in McAllen and paid tribute to his late parents. Commissioner Zamora emphasized the importance of teamwork in public service and expressed gratitude for the support of his family and church communities. Newly elected District 3 Commissioner Rolando, Roly, Rios was sworn in by the Honorable Marla Cuellar, Judge of the 275th District Court of Hidalgo County. Commissioner Rios acknowledged his predecessor, Commissioner Omar Quintanilla, and expressed appreciation to District 3 voters for their support. He pledged transparency, open communication, and a focus on improving the quality of life across the city. Mayor Villalobos swore in McAllen Public Utility Trustee Ernest Williams. Trustee Williams addressed the state of the utility, highlighting its solid financial footing, experienced leadership, and effective operations. He credited the utility's success to the professionalism of its 240-plus employees and reiterated the importance of fiscal responsibility and planning. During the meeting, the McAllen City Commission officially canvassed the results of the May 3, 2025, municipal election. In contested races, Antonio Aguirre Jr. won District 1 with 980 votes over Tim Wilkins' 494 votes. In District 3, Rolando Rios received 501 votes to defeat Commissioner Omar Quintanilla, who earned 370 votes. Both candidates were declared winners. Unopposed races included Mayor Javier Villalobos, District 2 Commissioner J.J. Zamora, McAllen Public Utility Board Trustee Charles Amos, Place A, and Trustee Ernie Williams, Place D. The Commission and Public Utility Board formally adopted an ordinance certifying the official election returns and declaring unopposed candidates as elected. Following the oath ceremonies and official canvassing, the meeting briefly adjourned for a photo session and reception, accompanied by cake and punch. It then resumed as a joint session between the City Commission and the McAllen Public Utility Board. The meeting concluded with expressions of appreciation from elected officials and a unified message of service and collaboration for McAllen's future.